Yes.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Right, it's from a guy this morning, and it says, "Hey guys, I have a dilemma and I want to know what people think. I've been seeing a girl for the last few months. Things are going well, no problems. The thing is, I'm friends with a good few girls who I meet on nights out and a few from college. And some of them I kind of have on the back burner, so to speak.
Like, do you know?
If the chance came up and I was single, you know yourself. I have a mate who goes to girls way more than I would, and the problem is, in the last couple of months, he's been with two girls that I'm friends with online. Girls that I would really fancy. And it's only because I showed him a couple of their snaps. He had no bother adding them and scoring them. To be honest, I'm kind of raging. He told me he had a look through my friends list on Facebook, and he's after adding a couple more girls I know, so the same thing is going to happen now. I know I'm in a relationship, but like, I don't want to run out of options. Should I say it to my mate to stop it? Or what?
Oh no. I love this. I tell you, there's a pair of legends in us here.
I actually know friends like this, and that's the truth. I do know this scenario where
oh my god.
I'd be raging as well. Of course you would.
Well, you've no claim. You know you've no claim.
No, you've no claim, and that's the worst thing about it. You've no claim.
Yeah. That's why you're raging.
If you want the backup girls, you've got to stay single then if you want if you want to score those girls that you fancy.
Or you could tell them bad things about your mate. Yeah. One or the other.
Oh my gosh.
Stop showing them your friends. Stop showing them your hot friends online for one. But he went through your Facebook list though as well.
Yeah, he's really keeping all his options open.
He's a chancer, isn't he, Trish?
Okay, so let's step back a minute here. How about you date girls you actually like and show them interest
I don't think there's any question he's shown interest in his girlfriend.
So focus on that person.
He just has that options there for down the road if things don't work out.
But those options shouldn't be a lot of lines out,
like the fisherman, you know?
But forget about having girls on the back burner, which wasn't a great turn of phrase.
No, it wasn't.
Your man is getting off with these possibly friends of his all of the time. And that's making things awkward, surely, as well, isn't it?
He seems fine. He's not talking about the awkwardness or anything like that. His main concern here is the fact that his backup is no longer his backup
because his friend is
making the move there. Yeah. So he has no concern about friendship. So don't even try and pull that card.
I don't know.
He just wants to make sure that whoever he wants down the line is still there and his mate didn't touch her first. But here's the thing.
Yeah. You come home from doing the groceries. And you have three cartons of milk, right? Now, you're only using one carton of milk at a time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're happy enough with that carton of milk.
I'm focused on that carton. I don't even think about the other cartons.
Yeah, until you're finished that carton of milk, you don't need the other ones.
But he's not even finished that carton of milk yet.
Your housemate comes in and uses up the other two
Starts
cartons.
Starts on the other cartons.
And then you go, oh, for feck's sake, I was going to use that.
No, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You bought three. Your mate started drinking one. You still have a full carton that's going to run out. And you're looking at your mate going, don't drink that yet because I'm not done this one. But when I'm finished this one, I want that one.
Yeah.
No, that's being completely selfish.
They're his cartons.
Yeah. It was me who went to the grocery store. I met those cartons. Yeah. I brought them
home. Yeah.
You can't put claim on females.
No, there is a bit of a point there.
Of milk.
If our emailer has put in work over the years, it's all been undone now by his mate just been in swooping and grabbing.
Just focus on the one you've got. Yeah, Are we missing that point altogether?
He is.
This
said
poor
no
girl
problems.
He's with.
He's only gone out a few months, so he is concentrating. But at the same time, a few months in, just because you're going out with somebody doesn't mean that you all of a sudden
can't look ahead.
Yeah, you stop finding other girls good looking or whatever, or you have to rid yourself
There's no one that's saying you can't find other people attractive, but the fact that you're actively trying to go for someone before you even finish the relationship you're in,
that is
strange to say you cannot touch somebody I'm potentially going to be with.
Okay.
I think you should focus on the girl you're with and leave your friend be, lovey. Oh,
stop showing them your hot friends.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
So anyone got any sympathy with this emailer and his question at the end? Should he have a strong word with his friend to stop? 085 102 9103. Beat 102 103. It's Beat Breakfast. Strong reaction to the dilemma this morning. We'll get your thoughts next.
Beat Breakfast, up and at 'em with Bacon and Egg McMuffins from McDonald's from 7 a.m. daily.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Ooh, people are a little bit upset this morning. Mm-hmm. People are a little bit upset this morning. Let's go straight to the phones on this. Hey Ray, how are you?
I'm fabulous, and yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Are you happy with your carton of milk?
I tell you what,
That was a bad analogy for a start, anyway. You know what I mean? Because your carton of milk is always going to run out. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what you do? You go and buy a cow.
Oh.
And then you've got an endless supply of milk. And then your buddy can buy all the cartons of milk he wants.
I'm being told my analogy was poor on the text line. And
what,
how, Ray?
Great. No. Not your best work, Vincent.
No, well, you know, sure, look. But the cow's going to die at some stage as well, Ray. So, I mean...
You're a real glass half full chap today, aren't you? You know,
a glass of milk, whatever you're having yourself. But come here, yeah, no, there's two right buckos in it, isn't there?
A right pair of clowns. Now, I'd love to actually meet these two and bang their heads together, do you know what I mean? And do you know something? Do you know what I hope? I hope the emailer who has such a terrible, terrible dilemma on his hands that all his backup ladies that should be queuing up waiting for his carton of milk to run out are going to be there. I hope they're all listening and somebody knows who he is. Yeah. And I hope the girl that he's with is listening and knows who he is, because that man is going to spend a very, very long life with no milk at all. Not careful with
it. Curdled milk is all he
wants. Yeah, curdled milk, and that's what he deserves. A good boot in the backside, yeah. That's what he needs. I mean, what a dilemma to have.
Well,
I have two sons at home who are 6 and 8.
Okay.
And they wouldn't come to me with problems like this. Like, he's eating all my sweets, and they're the sweets that I might want to eat later on.
Yeah.
These sweets here are gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd knock their heads together. What a pair of clowns now. That's all they are.
So grow up a bit, lads, is your message.
Yeah, and I mean, as soon as you hear anybody using that phrase, it makes me cringe. And I'm 41 years of age, and I don't think I've ever used it. But as soon as you hear that phrase, or he's scoring all my friends, or he's scoring this, or that, just actually makes me cringe. Do you know what I mean? It's so, you know, immature or disrespectful, whatever way you want to put it. I just think that just, you know, characterises exactly who this fella is.
Okay.
He's scoring all the people that I might want to score. I mean, heaven forbid that all these ladies might not be queuing up waiting for him.
He's probably not quite the Don Juan that he thinks he is, you know.
I'd say he very much is not the Don Juan. I wouldn't say he's the Don anything.
Now, okay, Ray, I got to leave it there. Thanks a million for chatting to us. Have a good morning.
Good luck, lads. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Hiya, Laura. How's the form?
In bad form now, honestly.
Oh, okay. Right. Tell us what you think.
He's a little...
Careful now.
Careful. Yeah, I know, exactly.
It's hard, isn't it?
Who does he think he is now? Come on.
He thinks he is the stud to beat all studs, obviously.
Well, can I see his picture, please? Because I bet he's got all that.
He believes he has claim. He's right. He's like a Roman emperor. He has claim to all he sees.
Tell him to let his 3 litre of Avonmore milk go and let her do better, and he can get all his little Tesco pints of milk if he wants, if he can pull them.
All milk is worthy of consumption, I have to say.
Yeah, but he can go and get all the little ones if he thinks he can, which I doubt it.
Do you think he's very immature in the way he speaks?
Yes, he is. He's in a relationship for a few months and he was keeping people on the back burner. Would you go away? I bet you the girls half them aren't even interested in him.
Mm. Is there a kind of a time limit, like a statute of limitations on the amount of time you should be allowed to keep options open into a relationship, Laura?
Well, yeah, a couple of months maybe, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because like girls do, like,
yeah, you see, he's only a couple of months or a few months into it, so he, you know, is he not allowed to keep his options open up until now?
No, not until now. What? Okay. So somebody better comes along and is just going to say, go on away with you, and going to get with her for a night.
Yeah,
I think it's more he's thinking if it ends that there are options there rather than deliberately running away. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going on in his head. You tell him to cop on anyway and get a grip.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well said, Laura.
Fair enough.
Laura, go have a cup of tea. Calm down. All right.
I will.
Talk to you later.
Right. Bye-bye.
It's B102 103 with Leaky Lee. And that is I Follow Rivers at B102 103. Wow. That was quite the hour.
It was heated, all
right. I think
we
need more of that meditative music on the Mind at 9 this morning to calm everybody down. Good morning.
Morning.
It's Niall, Vinny and Trish with you. I hope you're in good form. Lads, I just tuned in and I'm laughing at the response on Dilemma, but I missed you reading it. Can you call it again? You're going to have to catch up on the podcast later this morning.
Yeah.
It'll go live and you can check it out on our Twitter account or on the website at beat102103.com.
Yes,
tomorrow's the last Dilemma of the week. Let's not have it so heated, but you can send them into us, talk at beat102103.com.
I don't know.
No milk analogies.
I like a debate.
No milk analogies tomorrow.